The political analyst Sanusha Naidoo has been waiting for us for some time now. Sanusha, lots and lots of angry people. I think more angry because they felt that a promise that was made has been reneged. And they believe that a promise by the president is his word, but not necessarily understanding that this is a president who governs via consensus negotiation. And he probably lost this particular fight. Smoking and cigarettes seems to be the focal point of this discussion. He lost that fight in the NCC.
Good evening, Lester. Yeah, absolutely. Just what I picked up on the tail end of callers. Yeah, it does seem that issue of banning cigarettes, unbanning cigarettes, allowing people to smoke, I mean, that's something that is also linked to the economic factor, which you hinted at and talked about in terms of what was the impact of that on the industry and also into the fiscus and the revenue stream. But I think at the same time, you know, there's two schools of thought, the one that's very kind of market orientated, one that's very much about people's civil liberties of making their decisions. I want to smoke, and if I want to smoke, I know the repercussions of that. And then, of course, there's another school of thought that essentially says there's a health crisis here. And the point about this is, if you are living in a crowded community where money or your livelihood is really, really small and sparse, and if you buy one cigarette and you're sharing it, that's also another way in which transmission tends to rise. But also bearing in mind that if you're in a house with kids and you're smoking, that's another dilemma as well. And so the underlying effects of smoking on people's, not just the person who's smoking, on their health system, but also on indirect smokers or passive smokers, becomes even more critical. And that becomes a consideration of what's going to happen as we see this virus peak, which is now being predicted in September, in terms of what's going to happen to all of that prep we got together with regard to the hospitals. We know that there's a number of makeshift hospitals, isolation centers that are being put into place to actually prepare for this peak that's coming.
There are concessions. The limit to exercise between 6 and 9 in the morning in a 5 kilometer radius to walk and run or cycle around your home. There's a greater access to certain inventory, winter clothes, baby clothes. Those sectors will be coming up online. The electronic sector also coming up online, so that people can go buy their computers, their modems, their chargers, so they can work from home. Those are the parts of these regulations that are opening at the moment. But why do you think that issues regarding cigarettes, not necessarily alcohol at the moment, because we know that's going to be a very, very long time off, but why do you think cigarettes seem to be a sticking point for many people?
But I think just in terms of what you've been hearing online, you know, the callers coming in and saying, again, civil liberty, it's my right, I want to smoke. People do it in a social setting. People use it as an anti-stress reliever. I mean, all kinds of things in terms of smoking. Generally speaking, South Africa, you know, before all of this COVID-19, et cetera, we were quite innovative with anti-smoking policy and legislation in terms of where you could smoke. I mean, you could just see when you walked anywhere near a restaurant, near office building or wherever, you actually saw smokers all corralled in a small space. And that has been the South African legislation in terms of taking a proactive approach in understanding the impact of the way the cigarettes impact not just on your health system, but also on others. So I think that has been the issue. But I think it didn't generate the kind of outcry that you're seeing now, because it's just about the fact that the legislation or the national disaster legislation is saying that you are banning it. And the moment you hear the word banning, it becomes a reactive policy. It becomes a reactive behavior to say, well, hang on, you can't do this. Because then what you do is, as you rightly pointed out, you flourish in the black market. Mm. I mean, cigarettes are not even main brands, are going for 50, 60, 75 rand for a pack of 20s. You also have to ask yourself, we got our borders closed, but yet cigarettes are still coming through. So the leaky borders are not, the borders that are closed is not necessarily foolproof. There are leaks in our borders where people are able to still bring in stocks into the country. I mean, I just walked down the road the other day and I saw a shop on the corner, very clandestinely selling a pack of cigarettes to somebody, which was quite, you know, looking around to see if anybody's watching and putting it into a plastic bag and sending it through. It was quite an interesting experience, but this is what we've come to in terms of that. So apart from the fact that we're also dealing with food rations, you know, the outcry of the fact that the cost of food has gone up, the fact that we're having looting of shops, not just for liquor and cigarettes, but for basic food items, is also becoming a critical issue, and how do you deal with that? And so you're seeing this happen in a society where they remind you of the time when food rations happened, when all kinds of rations happened, when the bootleggers were basically making a thriving income by selling liquor.
But Sanusha, I would hate for this to be the mountain or the hill that so many people would go die on, that they're now going to say, bugger off with the regulations and the lockdown because I can't get cigarettes. There needs to be a counter to this. The communication of why it still is important to stay at home and stay distant from people, that needs to come through much stronger than the news that you're not able to smoke cigarettes yet.
That's the interesting thing. I mean, that's what bemuses me in this whole thing, is that this is not just about cigarettes. Cigarettes is perhaps a catalyst in this whole thing, but it's about the social distancing, or what the World Health Organization now is calling physical distancing. And so, in a sense, what we have to think about is there enough education out there for people to understand that this spread of the virus is not something that can just happen because you're smoking. It can happen in so many different ways. We still haven't been able to unpack and percolate to the extent to which this virus transmits. We know, we talk about hands, we talk about the droplets being spread through sneezing, coughing, but is it airborne? Can it be in the air for a few minutes, and if you don't have a mask, you could catch it? It's also asymptomatic. You could be a carrier but don't show symptoms. And those are things that need to be clearly spelled out in terms of the kind of civic education that needs to go on. And that can only happen if there's a constant ongoing educational process, not just in terms of the government guidelines and the government coming out, but in terms of community activists, leaders, etc., basically saying to communities, this is what this is about. You know, it's not something that's visible. It's an invisible enemy. But nevertheless, you're going to get it. And if you don't practice proper safety measures and proper PPE practices, you're going to end up in a situation where you could be asymptomatic, but you could spread 10, you can infect 10 people, and that 10 people multiplied by another 10, and just carry on down the line and see the multiplier effect you have. So I think, to a large extent, this is what I'm really scared of with the revised regulation around the lockdown to level 4, is how people are going to go out and think, okay, level 4, I can still go out, I can do what I want. And that's where I think the exponential growth is going to peak. Maybe it's not even going to peak in September, start peaking in August and take us right to the end of the year, where we haven't really managed to flatten the curve. Now, Western Cape is incredible given the exponential growth we're seeing in the province.
Yeah. Sanusha Naidoo, the political analyst. Commentary coming in thick and fast. This continues all through the day tomorrow here on Cape Talk.